Okay, so like, oh my god, we're talking about Microsoft style and voice. Style is so important. I mean, you so totally have to be so in style. I mean, everybody cares about how you look and how your style is. Because like style guidelines, they like so totally help Microsoft products and services easier to understand and inspiring to use. So by like totally establishing a consistent voice. So like in addition to providing technically accurate information, we want to convey our trustworthiness, responsibility, empathy, and passion. Style is not just what we say to our users, it's how we say it. Oh my god! We have to say it with like red nail polish because that is so totally in style. All the content we create should convey the same values, regardless of the writer, subject, or medium. Using consistent rhetorical approaches can help establish and unify our voice, and that is so totally gnarly. We have to have a unified voice because then we'll all sound the same! This chapter offers style guidelines that you can use to make messages more effective. Okay, so like, totally, I'm going to go into right here the principles of Microsoft style. So, okay, like, the following sections, they're going to highlight some of the principles of Microsoft style. Now, usually when we think of Microsoft style, we don't think of style with Microsoft because Bill Gates, I mean, so like totally like no style. I'm like tucking button down shirts. I mean, really, that is so 2008. Then help us achieve a consistent style and voice in our content. Consistency. Consistent terminology promotes learning technical concepts and a better understanding of them. Inconsistency and terminology totally forces users and translators to figure out whether different words and actions mean the same thing. I mean, who has time to figure that out? Which leads to confusion. And, like, I get totally confused sometimes. So, like, we really, really, really need to be consistent, okay? Using consistent terminology can also decrease translation and localization costs. Examples of inconsistent terminology include the following. Okay, so like totally you want to use the same words, okay? Switch, toggle, which is it? Start, launch, or boot? Oh, I am so totally into boots right now. I mean, Uggs. I mean, they're so totally last year, but some nice black boots, you know, with a stiletto heel. Yes, they are so totally in. Burn or copy. Oh, burn. That is just like way too violent. No, we can't use that. We have to say copy throughout. Okay, so like be consistent. Okay, then there's like totally consistent syntax. Wait, is there a tax on sin? Oh my god! Help set users' expectations. When users see the same type of information consistently expressed in the same syntactic structure, they know what to expect. And this makes content easier for them to understand. Use the same syntactic structures for things like introducing and writing procedures, guiding the user through the user interface, and for cross-referencing. Users really need to be guided through that interface. Consistent formatting reduces ambiguity. I like so totally hate ambiguity. Or do I? I think I do. Yeah, I really do. Okay, I hate ambiguity. Consistent formatting reduces ambiguity and increases a user's ability to scan our content quickly and with confidence. Okay, like confidence is like really, really, really important. Okay, like for the user and everyone else. Our user shouldn't have to wonder what italic or bold formatting indicates in any given document. Oh my god! You have to use the same thing. You can't like switch all back and forth because really it's not stylistic anyway. I mean, it gets like too much. It's like wearing plaid and polka dot. You can't have bold and italic and switch back and forth. You have to be consistent. Okay? Okay. All right. So like attitude. Oh my god. I can talk about attitude. You want to be inspirational. Yes. You want to totally inspire your users. You want to emphasize what the users can accomplish rather than what they can't. Inspiring users is an important part of helping them realize their potential. I mean, someday they may be on the runway, you know, and you have to like totally encourage and inspire them that they can do it, okay? We must help our users solve their problems. Like when they break a nail, you know, like they totally need to know how they can fix that so they don't look totally ridiculous. But we can also help them create opportunities by using our products and services in ways that they hadn't thought of before. Microsoft Style, you can add a personal touch to your computer by changing the computer's theme, color, sounds, desktop background, screensaver, font size, and user account picture. Oh my God! You can totally bling it up and totally make it your own personal computer with all of the Microsoft Style options to be inspirational. Be responsible. We have responsibilities. Mitzi, get down from there. We have responsibilities beyond being a producer of great software. We think about how our comments will be perceived. We shouldn't dictate. No, that is like so totally wrong. It's so totally not gnarly to dictate to what other people should do. Microsoft Style, free technical support is available when you register with Microsoft. Not Microsoft Style. You must register with Microsoft to receive free technical support. Oh my God, this is like so harsh. It's totally harshing my mellow. I mean, you really, really don't want to dictate to people like that. Okay? Okay. Be empathetic. Okay? So like, really, really understand, all right? So empathetic, like I totally get empathy. We understand the needs of our users and we see meeting their needs as being in both our interests, okay? Like totally win-win. We're more focused on helping users perform tasks, on solving problems, than on describing product or service features. Our content should strive to answer the questions, how do I do X? And what do I need to know before I do X? Rather than communicating, let me tell you all about this product. Oh my God! That is like so much like when my friend Charlotte likes to tell me these stories and like I'm like so bored because like she goes on and on and on and on. She talks all about herself and telling me all about herself and it's like, okay, what does that have to do with me? Okay? Like that is, how does that help me? All right? Okay. So like the Microsoft Style would be to add messaging capabilities to your client application, you can use the simple mappy functions. The topics in this section cover the things that a simple mappy client needs to implement, such as the following: initializing your client, creating messages, and managing attachments. Okay, so like that part, if y'all heard that, I mean, that was totally Microsoft Style. And not Microsoft Style is this overview describes simple mappy functionality. It lists the areas necessary to add messaging capabilities to the client application. Oh my God, it's like so boring. All right, okay, so like also it's really important as a part of attitude to be polite, supportive, and encouraging. The user should never feel condescended to, blamed, or intimidated. Microsoft Style is, this file is protected and can't be deleted without specific permission. Not Microsoft Style is, can't delete new text document, access is denied. Oh my God, it's like so, so rude, like totally rude, okay? So like you don't want to do that. Okay, so also, don't minimize complexity. Avoid overusing subjective terms such as easy, fast, fun, and so on. If we say something is easy and the user finds it hard, we've risked alienating them, and that is like so totally not cool, okay? You don't want to alienate your users. Being told over and over how easy and fun something is can lead to distrust, and that is like the last thing we want to have happen with the users of our Microsoft products, okay? Instead, demonstrate that something is easy or fun. Don't have to say the words, it's easy or fun. Like, just demonstrate it. Like, show them how it is, all right? Okay? So, like, you know, that's what you have to do. Like, when you put the bling on your purse, you know, when you glue all the little pieces of bling on your purse, you don't have to say, look how easy that was to glue that on. You just show them, okay? You just show them how to do it. So, like, okay, Microsoft Style would be plug in your device to launch the wizard and then follow the steps. Not Microsoft Style? Nothing could be faster or easier. Just plug in your device. Oh my gosh! All right. So, also, don't imply omniscience. Okay, like, that is, like, a totally big word that I had to look up before I read this, but now I understand what it means, and it's, like, godlike, okay? So, don't imply omniscience. Don't assume that you know that somehow someone else is feeling. If there's potential concern, you can anticipate and address it. So, like, Microsoft style would be, your files are automatically backed up before installation. Not Microsoft style would be to say, don't worry about losing data. It's backed up beforehand. So, like, you're totally assuming, like, the person is worried, and you don't know that, okay? So, like, don't try to play God, okay? And don't imply omniscience, all right? Okay, so, like, next, okay, some use, please, and thank you judiciously. Avoid please. Except in situations where the user is asked to do something inconvenient or the software is to blame for the situation. Oh my god! Like, I totally blame the software a lot. But, like, I don't know if it's really the software's fault, because one time I heard somebody talk about, like, user error. And so, like, I think that means, like, I totally didn't get it. And, like, it really wasn't the software's fault. So, anyway, use thank you when users have provided information that's difficult or inconvenient to collect. Okay? So, like, Microsoft style, click next. You were disconnected from the network. Please re-enter your password. Thank you for submitting a request. Please allow 2 days to process your request. Okay? Not Microsoft style is, like, please, like, everywhere, okay? And that would be, like, so annoying. Please click next to continue. Please select an option. Please wait. Oh my god, I don't want to hear it, like, 4,000 times in a row, okay? So, like, use please and thank you judiciously. Okay? Use sorry only in error messages that result in serious problems for the user. Serious problems include situations when data loss occurs, when the user can't continue to use a computer, when the user must get help from technical representative, or when a product or service fails. Oh my god! Don't use sorry if the problem occurred during the normal functioning of the program, such as when the user needs to wait for a network connection to be found, because, like, so totally, it takes a minute, you know? I mean, like, can't happen, like, totally at once. Like, sometimes, you know, like, the network speed is just closer, like, slower, because it's just slower, and so it, like, takes longer to connect, and so you don't have to say sorry. I mean, it's just the way things go. Okay? So, Microsoft style is, we're sorry, but we detected a problem and your PC was shut down to protect your files and other data. Sorry, the service isn't available right now. Sorry, the publishing wizard couldn't start. Please try again later. Okay, the next thing is, don't try to be funny. Oh, that totally harshes my mellow. I like funny. Funny is good. Mitzi, be quiet. Jokes, slang, and sarcasm are content-specific and hard to translate and localize. Like, some people, like, totally do not get me, okay? So, they don't think that I'm funny, and they will totally miss the point. What's funny to you might offend or alienate some portion of your audience, so it's best to avoid these rhetorical approaches. Okay, next we move on to language. Use everyday words when you can, and avoid formal language that you wouldn't use when speaking to someone in person. This guideline is especially important if you're explaining a complex technical concept or action. Imagine looking over the user's shoulder and explaining how to accomplish a task. Microsoft style, follow these steps to change your password. Okay, and then if you want to get, like, totally, like, not, like, normal talk, you could say not Microsoft style would be, so, like, use this procedure to change your password. I mean, like, that's so totally too formal. Next, use short, plain words as much as possible, because people like me, because I'm totally blonde, I need, like, short, plain words to really be able to understand how to use my computer or my software, and not blame it for everything that goes wrong. Like that one time when I lost 4 gigabytes of data and it, like, went out into the ether somewhere and I don't know where it went. Shorter words are more controversial. A Excuse me. I see what I mean. I can't even say the word. It wasn't controversial. It's conversational. Oh my gosh! Shorter words are more conversational, save space on screen, and are easier to scan. Plain words are often easier for non-native English speakers. Okay. Like me, because some people think I'm non-native because I'm from the Valley. So, okay. Anyway, plain words are often easier for non-native English speakers and can reduce translation and localization costs. And, like, that would give you more money so that you could go to the mall and buy those really, really cute red shoes that you saw. Okay. And so you definitely want to save money. Microsoft style would be, this section also shows you. Or digital cameras use tiny microchips. Not Microsoft style would be, in addition, this section shows you, or digital cameras utilize tiny microchips. Okay, so like, you don't need those really fancy words. You can just use plain, short words. Don't invent words, because that would be totally not gnarly. Okay, don't invent words or apply new meanings to standard words. Assume that users are more familiar with a word's established meaning than with a special meaning given to it by the technology industry. When an industry term is required, provide an in-context definition, because not everybody's in your industry, so they may not know that word. Avoid jargon, but remember that some expressions specific to computer use, such as hacker, are already part of everyday speech. Oh my god! Like, my brother was totally a hacker, and okay, I don't want to go into that story because it doesn't have a happy ending. Microsoft style. Use a real verb like categorize or group. Not Microsoft style. Don't create a fake verb like bucketize from the noun bucket. Okay. Don't make generalizations about people, countries, regions, and cultures, especially if the generalizations could be considered derogatory. And avoid culturally sensitive terms, because everybody knows that if we all had our one wish, it would be world peace, okay? So you don't want to make generalizations about people who live in other countries, because it might make them mad, and then we wouldn't have world peace, okay? So, like, military terms and analogies and some sports terms, as well as terms that reflect a U.S. worldview, can offend worldwide users. So, like, Microsoft style would be master, subordinate, coworker, colleague, perimeter network, or staff responding. But not Microsoft style would be master, slave, collaborator, demilitarized zone, and hang. Precision. Oh my gosh, you want to omit needless words. Don't use two or three words when one will do. Okay, like, my mom, she tells me, like, I totally have a problem with this because I totally use, like, way more words than I need to when I'm telling a story. And so it takes me, like, 10 times longer to finish my story. And then a lot of times, like, people have totally zoned out and stopped listening to my story. So I need to learn this one, too. So omit needless words. Don't use two or three words when one will do. Microsoft style is follow these steps to change your password. Not Microsoft style is follow these steps in order to change your password. Omit unnecessary adverbs. Microsoft style would be it isn't difficult to change your password. Not Microsoft style would be it isn't terribly difficult to change your password. Okay, wait. So earlier it said not to assume that something was hard or easy or whatever for the user, but here we're like doing that in the example by saying it isn't difficult. So we're like telling the user it isn't difficult, and it might be difficult for that user. So I don't really understand, because this part may conflict with what I just read. So okay, you're just gonna have to decide for yourself. Choose words with a clear meaning. Microsoft style. Because you created the table, you can make changes to it. Keep your file all turned on, because turning it off could create a security risk. Not Microsoft style. Since you created the table, you can make changes to it. keep your firewall turned on, as turning it off could create a security risk. Okay, I totally don't understand that one, so I'm going to move on to the next one. Use contexts to reduce ambiguity. Some words can be read as both verbs and nouns, such as file, post, input, screen, record, report, and map, and also bling. When using these terms, ensure that the context and sentence structure reduce ambiguity. Use words accurately and consistently. Use words as they're defined in the dictionary or in your project style sheet. Use one term to represent one concept and use terms consistently. This guideline is particularly important for technical terms, but it also applies to other words. Although the use of synonyms may be more interesting to read, users may assume that your choice of a different word indicates a subtle distinction. I love synonyms. I put synonym in my coffee because it makes it taste a lot better. Microsoft Style. Set up operating units. A significant number of people access the website monthly. Not Microsoft Style. Set up operating units. That's like one word. Okay, set up. Set up operating units. A significant amount of people access the website monthly. Choose single word verbs over multiple word verbs. Microsoft Style, when you lock your computer. Not Microsoft Style, when you lock down your computer. And last but not least, don't convert verbs to nouns and nouns to verbs. Let them alone, okay? They totally want to just do what they want to do, all right? Microsoft Style, to protect your computer with a password. To connect, open the invitation. Not Microsoft Style, to password protect your computer. To establish connectivity, open the invite. Okay, so like, I totally hope this helped you with your Microsoft Style and you will be all ready to go out into the world and write all your wonderful technical documentation. Oh my gosh! Mitzi, be quiet.